This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do we know, I'm being Mr. Ignorant here, do we know who started What Up, Doe?
No.
Is there?
It's just something that...
just occurred organically?
Yeah, I remember that back when I was a kid.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just What Up, Doe.
Because there's another phrase that is used that that has been probably in existence maybe a decade now. I have no idea. I probably could look it up and probably would be there on Wikipedia, or at least AI would lie about it. And that's appreciate you. When did that take over, like, thank you?
That's been a while.
Yeah, about a decade, I think. Something like, you know, and I always wondered who started it, and because it's worldwide, or at least United States-wide.
It's been longer than a decade, though. It has.
I'm trying to
remember. I think it finally hit mainstream.
Yeah, maybe.
Kind of like What Up, Doe?
Yeah. The first person who I know who said that to me was when he was still coaching in high school, and that was Ron Bellamy.
Yeah.
The first, so that was about a decade, 12 years ago, something like that. So just something, maybe there's something out there that I obviously don't know that somebody could tell me, somebody who started that phrase. Anyway, NFL Combine still going on. And, you know, we heard from Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell yesterday, and some of the other coaches and general managers are speaking today. Ben Johnson, remember him? He is, of course, as you know, the new coach of the Chicago Bears. He was on Pro Football Talk, I believe, with Mike Florio and Chris Sims, I believe, is the Phil Sims' son. And they were talking about different things, including some of Ben Johnson's former players and some of the plays that they've done, including one with Penei Sewell. Now, is he throwing malicious shade? Because he's showing shade, okay? But is he throwing malicious shade towards Jared Goff, or is he just effing around with his buddy Jared Goff, who happens to be the quarterback of Ben Johnson's main rival now?
You know what? I think it could be somewhere in the middle. I think that he has a good relationship with Goff that he could say this, mm-hmm. but it looks bad because Goff can't really respond. So it's just Ben Johnson piling on day two on Goff. So this was so, I thought it was so over the top that we had to sit and make sure it wasn't AI.
Right.
We're like, okay, wait, are we getting fooled here? Like, he wouldn't actually mention him by name, would he? Yeah, it's gotten to the point, I understand, he's pandering to the Bears fans, but this is a little over the top. At some point, just talk about the Bears. You don't have to talk about the Lions. You don't have to talk about anything bad about them. Just hype up the Bears. Hype up Caleb. But to sit here and basically say from the stuff yesterday and today,
right?
You're just kind of crapping on your team. It makes people feel like, okay, did you really like it here? Like, seriously, the body's not cold yet, and you're sitting here taking a victory lap just about. It sounds like you couldn't get out of town fast enough because you were just playing and had a bunch of pathetic people running your offense.
It was, you couple that with, and you alluded to something he said yesterday at the podium. So in two successive days, he's basically taken, like I say, throw shade, taken a pot shot at Jared Goff. This one you just heard is about the mobility. I personally think if you're going to sit there, who he's taking a shot at that one, I think it's more over Aaron Glenn's defense, because he said, I'm on the other side watching our defense get shredded. And they were getting shredded by sometimes quarterbacks that weren't that mobile anyway.
See, I'm thinking it's both, because he talked about, you know, not having a mobile QB. And right. We all know that's one. Hey, look, trust me, that's been one of the biggest knocks on Jared Goff. He can't scramble. He's not mobile.
Right.
But it's like, okay, what are you doing? And then I got to thinking about it, Stoney. Is it really that out of character for him? Is this really that out of character for Ben Johnson? Because he kind of did this when he was here. He kind of did a lot of jerk things while he was here in Detroit and running up the score and doing the trick plays and doing all of this stuff. But you loved it here. But now he's gone. And, man, you are now feeling the brunt that you are on the other side, because is it unnecessary? Absolutely. You didn't have to. Off the top rope, and you mentioned his name. The fact that he mentioned his name got us to think, like, is this really real? You're saying that Sewell threw better balls on the run in than practice. Your quarterback in practice. Wow.
As far as the play calling, running up the score, yeah, there were his plays that he and members of his staff and Dan Campbell came up with, and he called them during the game, but Dan Campbell could have prevented that if he didn't want him to run those plays too. So it's not all Jared Goff running up the score.
I don't know the hierarchy.
The Dallas game.
But I think Dan Campbell's one of those coaches where Ben ran the offense. I have the power to veto, or if there's a play that I want you to run, or fourth down plays, I'm calling those. But Ben was just kind of running his own thing, and it just, you know, he did some real Richard-type things while he was here, and now he's going to Chicago, and he's real. I mean, he started off, remember his press conference, he blasting Green Bay.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I know what it's like, and I was like, dude, you weren't the coach. You were the assistant coach. And then it just kept going on and on, and now he's taking shots at the Lions. Did he take shots at the Vikings yet?
Not yet. Well, it's interesting. His general manager in Chicago, remember when Ryan Poles took the job? He said something about, we want to rule and own the NFC North. Ben Johnson's doing it in a different way.
See, here,
a less diplomatic way.
Correct. And here's the thing, and I'm going to read this text because I wonder if other fans agree with this. This is Eric in Detroit. I'm loving what Ben Johnson is doing. Someone who knows JG best is finally telling the truth. Jared Goff is pedestrian, and as long as Jared Goff is the quarterback of the Lions, the team is wasting the offensive talent they've accumulated.
Sad to say, there's a lot of people that feel that way.
I understand that. It's
now, I know it wasn't popular in the last 2 years.
It's freaking late February. We're already having another Jared Goff, is he good enough discussion. Okay, he crapped a bed in the playoff game. Yes. Jared Goff was still a top 10 quarterback in this league. And you could win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. I'm sorry, you can.
Okay, but Stoney, does it hold any weight that his former offensive coordinator basically is saying, thank God I finally have some talent. Thank God I finally have a mobile QB and I got somebody. That has to hold a little bit of weight. Look, there's some truth in jokes. It's why comedians' jokes hit so home, because it's like, okay, there's some truth in that. Him joking around, but I do feel a little bit of it's true. Okay, I finally got a quarterback that I can get creative with.
Well, he should say thank God he's got a mobile quarterback because of the offensive line he has in Chicago blows. He had a really good offensive line here, and it all fit together. Look, is Jared Goff as good as Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or something? No. but he's a top 10 quarterback, and you can win with Jared Goff.
Can you?
Yes.
What has shown us that? Because in history, in fact, it's shown us that you can. With the Rams, he couldn't win it there. With Detroit, he can't even get him there.
Okay, was it his fault they didn't beat San Francisco? Or was it freaking Josh Reynolds' fault that the ball was right in his freaking hands and he dropped the ball?
Well, if you go off schedule a little bit like Ben Johnson is saying, maybe you don't need that at the end of the game.
Maybe you just run and pick up the first down.
Well,
let's ask this question. How about this? For you Lions fans out there. Is this just Ben Johnson embracing the villain role, or does Detroit have a golf problem? Did Ben Johnson, is he saying the quiet part out loud in a joking manner? 248-539-9797.
539-9797. Hey, you heard some of Ben Johnson's comments concerning his former quarterback, Jared Goff. How much truth was it? How much was it he was just joking around? But it does bring up the question, A, is Ben Johnson now the number one villain for Lion fans? That's number one. Number two, can the Lions win the Super Bowl with Jared Goff? I think they can. I think he's done okay in the playoffs. He hasn't been great, obviously. His last game, you know, with three interceptions and a touchdown. But the previous season, you know, when they lost the last game, but he had, looking, four touchdowns and no interceptions in the 2023 playoffs. Or 2024 season, whatever.
See, I don't know, Sonny, because the more these things keep coming out, it makes me want to think, is Ben Johnson kind of telling you some stuff in a joking way that could be going on? Like, maybe, because if anything, I could just see him praising and saying, look, I got Caleb now. Look at the work that I did with Jared Goff, and now I could take Caleb and you know, I can add to that because he's a little more mobile. That's not throwing shade on somebody. That's praising. Hey, look, me and Jared worked together, and look how far we went. But, man, he's just taking the pot shots. It just leads me to wonder, like, is Ben trying to tell us something here that kind of like maybe he's Goff ain't the guy, and now I feel like I have a guy that I can go further with. Yes, was he joking? He was, but people, in jokes, sometimes there's a lot of truth.
Personally, I just think he was effing with him, to be quite honest, because I think they have a really good relationship, and I don't think he would do anything right now, especially in the offseason, you know, purposely to take a shot at Jared Goff.
Knowing that he's going to say this and it's going to get back to him so many times.
Yeah.
I'm quite sure Goff's phone is like, man, what's up with your man Ben? I thought y'all were cool. Yeah, you know, that's just him having some fun. Right. After a while, you get a little sick of it.
Yeah.
You get a little tired, like, okay, I don't have the same platform that if I'm Jared Goff, maybe you just drive to Indianapolis and just grab the first microphone and just start going off on Ben Johnson. Yeah. Let me tell you about this dude, yeah. All right? It's fair if he did it.
248-539-9797. Good afternoon, Kyle. What's up?
I'm going, guys.
Hey.
So, Rico, I kind of have to agree with you. Like, it's kind of... it's back and forth. Like, I feel like he's throwing shade, but again, it's just he's throwing it to where he's trying to be the enemy, make himself out to be the enemy. And then, Stoney, I agree with you, where I think Jared Goff is still a top 10 QB. Yeah. No, he's not mobile. He's more of a, you know, he's an in-the-pocket passer. So, I mean, there's not a lot you could do with a guy who's not very mobile. But, I mean, and then with Ben Johnson's creativity, I mean, you see it with what he said, trying to do with Penei Sewell, who's got more of agility as a lineman, but, I mean, he can't scramble like a lot of QBs, like he's saying.
Jared Goff's a really good quarterback. There have been, look, most of the quarterbacks who've won Super Bowls at least have had seasons where they have been great, but there have been lots of examples of quarterbacks who are far, far worse than Jared Goff who've won Super Bowls. Okay, now, like I said, most of them have been at that level or are better, but he can win a Super Bowl, but I mean, I believe.
But if you're going back to the days of the Ravens, man, we're hitting over 20-some years.
Well, I understand that. Well, let's
So that's over 20-some years that where you're still using that same, like, well, yeah. All right,
okay. Is Jared Goff?
Yeah, Vince Ferragamo. Like after a while, it's
he didn't win.
Is Jared Goff
worse than Eli Manning? I don't think so. And Eli Manning's won two. He had two great runs.
But there's a lot of quarterbacks that are better than Eli Manning that did not win.
Yeah, right.
So Goff could be better than Manning and just not be the guy to get it done.
Right. And there have been quarterbacks who have won Super Bowl. Granted, a lot of them, off the top of my head, were further away. Okay, perfect example. And one was a backup. Nick Foles. You think Jared Goff's a better quarterback than Nick Foles?
It's not always about, are you the better quarterback,
right,
though?
Right, yeah.
I just don't think Jared Goff has what it takes. I don't think he can get them over the top. That's the thing.
Well, they have to get, when he got to the Super Bowl, he got there on they had a great call in that game, no doubt about it, but he also engineered a pretty important drive to even get into that position in the NFC Championship game. And he did not play well in the Patriots in the Super Bowl, but Patriots had a pretty freaking good defense that year. So I'm not going to throw that against him.
But every time the Detroit Lions need a play, it's not Jared Goff they call on. It's a screen pass to Gibbs, or they hand it off to Gibbs, or maybe a 5 to 7 yard pass to St. Brown.
Well, okay, so
or end around.
They've had plenty of major conversions where he's thrown the ball. Whether it's St. Brown or Laporta, what difference does it make?
See, but that's where I agree with Ben Johnson. Off schedule plays, Goff can't do the off schedule plays. And miss me with they have plenty of trick plays and plenty of down the field explosive plays, but those are usually scheduled.
Yeah, but he's done a lot of stuff with, and even Ben Johnson talked about, not mobile, but second, third progressions, different reads that they've had been successful.
That they're
on
scheduled,
converting.
Though. In the play, they're scheduled. If you
he's
go off schedule, freelance,
okay.
He can't do that.
Down,
okay, yeah.
And now all of a sudden, what can you do? Well, for him, it's either going to be incomplete, he takes a sack, throws an interception, or maybe just scrambles and picks up a yard. But you're never thinking like, oh my God. Like, there's certain quarterbacks, Stoney, I get what David is saying, that, you know, all of a sudden, they become that threat. And I'm not even Mahomes, because that's Mahomes, but you look at Hurts. Heck, you look at Jaden Daniels, who didn't have half the toys that he had, but as soon as that play broke down and he started to run, everybody in their seat leaned forward because you didn't know, oh my goodness, is he about to do something special?
Okay. So, yeah, Jaden Daniels is more mobile, and he might end up being better than Jared Goff. I'm not saying that's not possible, but in today's football, I believe you can, especially if your defense is good, and that's another problem, you can win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff as your quarterback without having him be great. As you said, David, there are quarterbacks better than Jared Goff, better than Eli Manning, who have not won Super Bowls. That doesn't mean you can't with them. There's other parts of the game. I mean, the quarterback.
Dan Marino did not win a Super Bowl because Dan Marino was the problem. There were a lot of things around him that were the problem.
Well, they didn't have a good running game, but they had decent
receivers. But you never say, oh my gosh, they never won because Dan Marino. No, they didn't win because of things around him that they didn't structure properly.
Well, they never got back to a Super Bowl after his
rookie year. But you can say, I think you can say, there's reasons you can say, well, Jared Goff is the reason that this didn't happen. You can say that.
On the three interceptions he had on this past game, yeah, two of them I could. One of them was a Hail Mary. So, yeah.
But here's the thing. When I'm hearing Ben Johnson saying this, that's when I start wondering, is the stuff that David's saying may have a little bit of validity to it? Because the second he's out of town, let me peel back the curtain and tell you, I got a better quarterback now. It's like he couldn't wait. Stoney, he's talking to any and everybody to tell them, you know, Jared Goff, everybody, like the offensive lineman has better accuracy on the run than my quarterback did. I was like, it was joking, but I wonder how much truth is in that joke.
248-539-9797. 248-539-9797. Don't forget Pistons, Celtics, tonight LCA. I believe Rieger will be there pregame from 6 to 6:30.
Kenny may be there as well.
Awaiting the Kennicott Experience.
Yes.
KKE coming to the LCA. Will he wear a number 53 Cider Pistons jersey? Get his old Buddha Edwards jersey and put Cider on it, maybe. All right.
Good call on that.
248-539. I'm good at everything that means absolutely nothing.
So you're like Mike with the useless information.
Yes. Oh, I'm the.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
King of useless information. 2485. Look, for instance, Asar Thompson will be playing in his 100th game tonight.
Really?
Yeah. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We're talking about Jared Goff and the things Ben Johnson had to say. The Lions good enough? Is Goff good enough to lead them to the promised land to win a Super Bowl? I say yes. David says no. Rico, you didn't say yes or no, right? Because the quarterback, I think a lot depends. If you have a good defense, good offensive line, you can succeed.
No, I think the odds are no. I don't think that they're going to win a Super Bowl with Goff. I don't. I think that he could take them a certain level, but then after that, you just kind of need that it type of guy, and I don't think he has that it gene in him.
David, any ticket texts here?
Yes. Someone says, seems to me it proves that Ben Johnson's game plan against the Washington Commanders wasn't focused. Oh, man.
Oh, please.
Steve and Fenton.
Yes, I knew that was coming.
Oh, you had that on your bingo card for today.
I told you in the pre.
I know you did.
They're going to say, oh, he wasn't focused in that game. He was just showing off, trying to get a job.
Exactly. Sure. Mm-hmm.
After hearing Johnson again today, I think it shows immaturity as the new head coach, and also his ego is bigger than his resume. Plot twist, Ben Johnson was holding us back. Wow. Goff is great. Did these people see him at the Pro Bowl? Not just the skills. He was the best quarterback in the game against Washington. He got dinged by an illegal hit and wasn't all there, I am sure.
Whoa, hold on a second. Okay, the illegal hit or whatever dinged up, maybe. Are you trying to look, and I'm sticking up for Jared Goff, is somebody trying to use the Pro Bowl, flag football, skills competition to decide whether this guy's a good quarterback or not? Hell, Scott Mitchell was good in one of those skill competitions.
Yes, he was.
Come on. Get off the crack. Jeez. And I thought I'd say stupid things from time to time, which I do, but... Really?
Mm-hmm.
Skills competition. Okay.
Can't wait for Campbell and Goff to humble Johnson a bit later this year. Unreal that he is making these comments. Someone else says, Stoney, how do you know that Jared Goff is good enough to win a Super Bowl? Has it happened before? No, it hasn't.
No.
You are just in love with Jared Goff as a player.
I'm not in love with Jared Goff. I think he's a top 10 quarterback the last couple of years, and I think a top 10 quarterback would be able to win a Super Bowl if it got there, you know? And I thought he would have got there 2 years ago, but Josh Reynolds dropped two of his perfect passes, okay? So, believe me, I am not a huge Jared Goff apologist. I think he's fine.
See, I think, and that's just it, he's fine.
Right, but you can win a Super Bowl with a fine quarterback.
I know, but you want to have the confidence that when you're going up against top player like when Josh Allen came here, you wanted to know that you can match with Josh Allen play for play, and you saw the difference. Like, man, one guy just went out there before you could sit down in your seat, it was 14-0, and they never looked backwards. That's why I think people say you can't win the Super Bowl with Goff, because you don't feel confident that no matter what quarterback he goes against, you got the better QB.
I do understand that, but I don't know. By the way, I heard the Pistons, based upon one of our texters, have just signed Mac McClung. So they'll obviously, win an NBA championship because he looked good in the skills competition.
You know what?
Lord.
I'm like, where is he going? Okay. I got you.
Thank you. Let's go to Livonia. Justin, you're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I think I got to give that Ticketmaster credit. I think maybe he was being sarcastic.
Probably.
Justin, I think he was, but like I said, when it comes to jokes, and sometimes there's some element of truth in it, and he just keeps going on and on about Goff, and it's just like Goff can't defend himself. Goff can't come back. So that's why I'm wondering, does he kind of believe a little bit to be true?
Yeah, and I kind of agree with him in a sense, but I mean, I still like Goff, but I got to agree with David in the sense that, Sony, I don't think you could just use the bare minimum of winning a Super Bowl as your standard. I mean, I think you're right, and it's practical. We're not actually going to get rid of him, but, you know, in an alternate universe where you're the GM and, you know, think about, you know, you're playing video games and you could drop a quarterback in on this offense who's actually the reason they're winning. I mean, because now everyone says the reason they're winning is because they got the best offensive line, you know, really good running game, great weapons. Think about if you all of a sudden you add a quarterback who is a playmaker and is also a plus that a reason that you're winning. I think it just takes his team to the next level, and that's we're not going to get rid of Goff. You're being very practical, but right. I agree with David.
It has nothing to do with getting rid of him. Yes, there are better quarterbacks. Is Matthew Stafford, they were traded for each other, a better quarterback than Jared Goff? I'd say yes. Okay, so I'm not sitting there saying Jared Goff is everything.
And he won the Super Bowl with the players that Goff had before him.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Their defense was a lot better.
I just think the quarterback and what people are saying, the people who win Super Bowls, the teams that win Super Bowls, their quarterbacks are the reason. And I know you can get some outlier teams with really good defenses, but you really want the quarterback to be the reason that you're winning. And, you know, he could play a good game, but you want those third and sevens where, you know, the play breaks down and it's not just a chuck at the feet of the running back.
Yeah,
so I think that's where I kind of agree with both of you, but I really, in an alternate universe, you're playing video games, I think you're getting a quarterback that you can control, you make plays with. And I think that's what Ben Johnson is saying. So I definitely think there's truth to it. I don't know why he named him Zane, but I definitely think there's some truth to it.
Thanks for the call, 248-539-9797. But some of the whole, winning a Super Bowl, there's a lot of other circumstances involved. And even with Stafford, as unfortunately Rico knows, if in the conference championship game, a guy doesn't drop a pass, that quarterback does an interception, that quarterback doesn't even get to the Super Bowl. Eli Manning's first Super Bowl, if Asante Samuel doesn't drop that pass, the Patriots are 17-0. So, yeah, is Jared Goff the best quarterback in the league? No. He's a top 10 quarterback. He's not a top 5. He's a top 10 quarterback.
But if your team is healthy, the Lions are healthy, everybody's playing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think that Jared Goff would be the weakest link?
The weakest link?
Yeah, like if you're playing the Eagles or you're playing the Packers, everybody's healthy. Jared Goff is probably the weakest link and the reason why you lose.
I still think their linebackers are the weakest, or their cornerbacks still haven't proven enough to me. I'd rather have Jared Goff than the Lions' cornerback, so to speak. You know,
I'm gonna go through a list. I'm gonna go through a list when we come back.
Okay, all right. 97.1 The Ticket. 797. Pistons Celtics right here, 7 o'clock tip, big one at LCA, and although it's not on these airwaves, big game in College Park tonight as the Spartans taking on the University of Maryland. 248-539-9797.
Let me give you my list here, okay? I want to go through the NFC. I want to know how many quarterbacks are you selecting over Jared Goff?
Okay,
I think it's only going to be a couple.
A couple, you're saying two. Okay.
I'm saying two.
Okay.
And I'm not going to go with the teams that don't have a quarterback right now.
Okay.
We'll start in Dallas. Dak Prescott. You taking him over Jared Goff?
No.
Okay. Giants don't have a quarterback. Jalen Hurts.
I'll take Hurts.
Yeah, I'm taking Hurts.
Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
Yeah, because of the future, yes.
Caleb Williams?
No.
I would.
I would too. Jordan Love?
No.
Yes.
I would.
What has he done?
Jordan. Well, Stoney, are you just looking at last year?
He was hurt last year.
Right, okay, I know.
I mean,
are we going to talk about, like, we're looking 10 years down the road? That's a different story.
I'll leave the Vikings out because we just don't know what they're going to do at quarterback right now.
Right.
Michael Penix Jr.
No.
I need to see more, so I'm going to say Goff for now because he's like an incomplete.
Okay.
He played two games.
Dave. So that's one. You have Bryce Young.
I'm taking Goff.
Okay, so that's two.
Yeah.
You have Baker Mayfield.
I'm taking Goff.
Ooh.
Toughness.
That's close.
You know what? Put it this way. It's kind of like those calls that is so close that whatever they called on the field is going to stand.
Yeah.
If you swapped them and Baker played here and Goff played for Tampa, we would say, no, I'm not trading him. So I think we'll say Goff only because he's here, but to me,
it's more even.
It's close. It's close.
Got you. Kyler Murray.
Well, you forgot New Orleans. They have a quarterback still under contract.
Derek Carr is not. They're about to release him.
I don't know. I read today. I don't know. They're pretty much.
Okay. Derek Carr.
I take Goff. And I take Goff over Murray as well.
Yes.
Matthew Stafford.
No.
Brock Purdy.
I take Goff.
And Geno Smith.
I take Purdy.
I take Goff over Geno Smith.
I would take Purdy because Purdy has proven it. Seattle is Geno Smith.
You know
Smith.
What? I take Geno because Geno loves Ford Field. Geno plays some great games at Ford Field.
Yes, he does.
So you pick more than two.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah.
I'm kidding about the Geno thing.
Yeah, I know. I know you are.
For people, you take Geno Smith, you idiot. I'm kidding about Geno, but he does play great games at Ford Field.
Yeah. By the way, the quarterbacks who have won Super Bowls – in recent times, most of them are headed for the Hall of Fame, except for Foles. So you're right about
that. So you're saying Goff is a Hall of Famer now. Wow.
No, I'm not saying that yet.
I'm messing with you.
I know. But if he would win one, he could be. I mean, you know, he might have the numbers.
If he wins one, then you know what?
He'd be in the conversation.
He'd be sitting there with Eli.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, look, I get it completely because you don't look at Eli as a Hall of Famer. At least I don't. Brian, you're on 97 on the ticket.
Hello, Stoney.
Hello.
Greetings from Sault Ste. Marie. Rico, how you doing, bro?
Hey, Bri.
Hey, you like the free press?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes.
Okay. Hey, no problem. I found that at a desk. We were moving classrooms up here at the Field School District. I found the whole free press from 1990.
It was Jerry Rice on the cover. They won the Super Bowl.
Nice.
So yeah, I was like, where did this come from? So yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem, bro. You're the first person I thought of when I saw it.
Well, I feel special. Well, either that or you only got one Niner friend.
well, anyway, but I dropped two growlers off for Doug and Scott. I don't know if they ever got it or not. From the brewery up here in the Sioux.
I
dropped them off to Evan. I began to wonder if Evan didn't sideswipe it or something.
He may have. What you got for us, Bri?
Evan probably put it on eBay.
Oh, okay, we're getting off the topic. Anyway, you remember back years ago when the Rams traded Eric Dixon to the Colts, and he got mad about it, and he said that playing for the Colts was like going through the jungle with a BB gun. So basically what I'm saying is he says he couldn't do it by himself. So that's what's going to happen with Jared Goff is Jared Goff can do it, but he just can't do it by himself. He's going to have some tools around him.
I don't disagree with that, but that's why he can win a Super Bowl.
Yes, I think he's capable. I mean, you know, like you said, he's no Joe Montana or he's not, you know, anybody, but Jared Goff is capable of doing it. He's just got to have the right people, and he's definitely got to have a run game.
We agree.
Nah, I mean, I get what you're saying, Brian, and I just think that when you get to the, well, you got to have this and you got to have that, then I don't think that that's a quarterback. Like, Stafford was that guy. Now, he ended up going to the Rams, and they won. Let's be real. They had a really good Aaron Donald. And that defense won them the Super Bowl.
Right.
But when you constantly have to say, well, the quarterback needs this and needs that, the really great quarterbacks just go out there and win games, regardless of who's at receiver, regardless of who's at running back. You don't have to have all the toys. So I've always, that's always bothered me. Like, well, you know, if you just give them all that, well, yeah, if you just gave everybody everything, then they would have this all-pro team and they would win. But can you go out there and just get it done? That was the one thing. I never was a Tom Brady fan, but my goodness, Tom Brady would just take the hot dog guy and turn him into a wide receiver.
Yes.
And everybody wanted to draft him in their fantasy league.
Right. And the next thing you know, he's meeting the hot dog guy in Montana and he's being hired as the Raiders hot dog guy.
There you go.
Let's say hello to Larry. What's up, Larry?
Not a whole lot, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, Larry.
Hey, Sony, I love you, but I'm leaning probably 60-40 more towards Rico and David with this one.
Okay.
I think they can win it, but if they do, they're going to have to go the lower seed route. Just because I think 2 years ago the Lions were a nice story. Wasn't a lot of pressure on them, and they made it to the NFC Championship game. Goff played well. Last year, everybody's got the Goff chance going. The media's hyping him up. And unfortunately, I think a lot of that was writing checks that Goff is just not physically able to cash. So I think they're going to have to go take a little pressure off of Goff and make him understand with this new OC that stay within yourself. We're not going to depend on you to win the game. We need to depend on you not to lose the game. And I think that's the route they're going to have to take to be successful.
Yeah, look, he had made two horrific passes in that game. The interception at the end of the first half and the pick six where he threw the ball. He thought Tim Patrick was Wilt Chamberlain or something. But, yeah, I mean, look, nobody's excusing him for what happened on that Saturday night. No one. He was bad. He's just as culpable of them losing that game as their defense was. I'm not sugarcoating it. I just think, you know, if the defense plays well, he can play well, and they can win it. Yes, does everything have to go their way? Yes. Chris in St. Clair Shores, you're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Yeah, I just want to say, I mean, for every Trent Dilfer and every Patrick Mahomes, and you have some quarterback in between that's winning the Super Bowl, no quarterback is going to win the Super Bowl on their own. Jalen Hurts didn't sack Patrick Mahomes that game, however many times that Philadelphia defense did that. He, you know, every quarterback needs players around them to do what needs to be done. There's 53 men on a team. Jared Goff in that game against Washington, he didn't play well, but he didn't play bad. He wasn't terrible.
No. He was terrible.
Washington didn't punt that game. No, hold on. Washington did not punt the ball that game. You can't beat a team that doesn't punt the ball in a game.
Well, Chris, in all fairness, Washington didn't punt all season.
Well, yeah, and you can't win a game when your offense turns the ball over five times.
No, I understand that. I mean, we did do that earlier in the season, if you remember. That wasn't Jared Goff's worst game he's played as a Lion. The worst game he played as a Lion, we won earlier in the year when he threw five interceptions.
The point is, look,
he's not Josh Allen. He's not Jalen Hurts. He's not Patrick Mahomes. But you don't need those guys to win Super Bowls. You need to rush the passer. They haven't been able to rush the passer, even when they had Aiden Hutchinson. Aside from the first few games of this year, he hasn't been that dominant force on the defensive line, and there hasn't been anybody else with him.
Well, that
this year, maybe it might have been different if he played, but you need to rush the passer. That's the only thing that matters in this league. You don't need great corners. You don't need great linebackers. You don't need great anything. You need to rush the passer.
Chris,
you can put me back at cornerback, and I'll get an interception.
Chris, what you need are three things. You need to be able to rush the passer. You're correct. You need to protect that passer. And you have to have the passer. So you need a great quarter. You need a really good quarterback. You need an offensive line to protect them.
No, you don't. You need two things. You need to be able to rush the passer, and you need to be able to run the football.
Okay.
And if you can't protect the quarterback,
what's he going to do with his – if he's –
If you can run the football, you can protect the quarterback. Because when you keep defenses guessing – that's how you're able to pass the ball. And when you can run the football, that means you have a good offensive line.
So you need a good offensive line.
Right. That's what I said. But you have to. But that offensive line has to protect the quarterback when he's back to pass. Jeez. It's not that hard to understand, is it? 97 won the ticket.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays, and now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.